Shortly after Palm Sunday, 1484, a Silesian knight, Niklas von Poplau, arrived in England. His first journey had been from the Kentish coast, where he had landed, to pay his own pilgrimage to the internationally renowned shrine of Thomas Becket at Canterbury, which Poplau later noted in a journal he made of his visit, was more beautiful than any I have seen before, decorated beyond all measure with many gemstones. Journeying to the capital, Poplau visited Westminster Abbey, where, among others, he saw the tomb of Edward the Confessor. 8 days after Easter, Poplau set off from London with the intention of visiting the king himself, currently residing in Yorkshire. As the Silesian travelled northwards through Ware, Cambridge, Stamford and Newark, he found himself something of a novelty to the local population, at times being pursued by beautiful women who followed me around, attempting to kiss him. If I refused to kiss one, he later wrote, she would depart in embarrassment, but would return half an hour later and with much deference offered me food and drink. And all this they did just so as to deprive me of my virginity. Still, Poplau found them to be the most beautiful women, the likes of which I have not seen anywhere in the world. They love the Germans, they like to be flirted with, they have more beautiful homespun breasts, and by nature from head to foot, larger and sturdier limbs than German women. As for the men, Poplau found them hot-headed and choleric disposition, and when they burst out in anger, take no pity on anyone. Passing through Doncaster and on to York, Poplau noted how the city was the patrimony of the present King of England, before he was elected or became king by his own power. Arriving in York, he found the Minster there, an even more beautiful church than in London, and much more ostentatious, in all its buildings more extensively decorated. On the 1st of May, Poplau arrived at a strong castle, not far from York, likely to have been Pontefract Castle. Richard himself told Poplau in a later conversation that the castle was called Pons Fractus. Here are kept the king's treasure, Poplau noted, and great lords like the king's children and the sons of princes which are kept like prisoners. The following day, Poplau was granted an audience with King Richard III in the presence of all princes, earls, councillors, and all his nobility. Poplau addressed Richard in Latin, delivering letters from the Holy Roman Emperor as well as the king's sister, Margaret, the Duchess of Burgundy. Richard was apparently astonished at Poplau's eloquence. Reading the letters, Poplau later wrote, Richard himself approached me, took me by the hand, and drew me to him. He answered me in Latin through an interpreter that His Majesty the King would gladly do everything I asked, as far as lay within his power to do, for the sake of His Imperial Majesty the Prince of Burgundy, and also for my own sake, on account of my eloquence, which he would not have expected of me, had he not heard it himself. Richard then addressed Poplau 3 times, as is the custom in England, Poplau noted. I welcome you, and be freely welcome with me. After Poplau left the king's court, he was conducted to a nearby inn by one of Richard's gentlemen of the royal chamber, though they quickly found that they were not alone. Many people followed us to the house, including women and maidens. They entered the inn secretly, but with the hostess's permission, so that they might look at me alone. The next day, Richard sent for Poplau to attend Mass at the nearby church, no doubt designed to impress the Silesian with the quality of musicianship that he had already collected from across the country. Poplau was suitably impressed. There I heard the most delightful music that I heard in all my life, which, in the purity of the voices, might well be compared to the angels. After Mass, Richard ordered a Flemish nobleman who was currently residing at court, John, Lord of Bergen op Zoom, to take Poplau by the hand and lead him to his chamber, in a tent erected near to the church. Going inside, Poplar was struck by its lavish contents.